Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today I'll be delving into the problems of underinsurance with our very own beauty and aesthetic sales manager, Lewis Punchard. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory.
So thank you very much for coming on today. I'd like to get you to introduce yourself and what you do at InSync Insurance.
Yeah, of course. So my name is Lewis Punchard, and I am currently the new business sales manager for the beauty and aesthetics team. Been a manager here now on this department for coming up to 3 years this year. Prior to that, I was a sales agent on the beauty and aesthetics team. Did that for 4 years. So sold the product for 4 years and then stepped up into management.
Amazing. So you can definitely say you've had your fair share of experiences and range of businesses that have come to us for policies.
Yeah, correct. I've now officially dealt with the full process from start to finish. Insured hundreds and hundreds of beauticians, and spoke to a lot more and advised and helped a lot more than, yeah, policy sold as well. So, and still continue to do so. You know, I'm still very active. I still quote, I still sell as and when I need to. Obviously very active on social media. As part of, you know, our InSync social media team, I'm involved with speaking and helping clients on there as well. Still very involved and, yeah, you could say very knowledgeable when it comes to the beauty and aesthetics insurance world.
And so obviously we've got quite an important topic today, talking about the risks of underinsurance. Now, insurance itself, so obviously it can feel very scary to an outside point of view. Obviously me and you, we kind of know the nitty-gritty and like what each term means, but sometimes people find it really difficult, which is why we're doing this episode today. So if I could start off with, I guess, the main question is, you know, what is underinsurance? What does it mean?
Yeah, fine. Like you say, insurance is a minefield, especially for people that don't deal with it on a daily basis, you know, like I do and other people do. The topic obviously for discussion today is underinsurance, which in my opinion is one of the most important parts of insurance, right? So the main aim of having an insurance policy is to protect yourself or your business in the event of an accident or an issue going wrong. And I would imagine that if you are a business owner or you're a self-employed worker, the last thing you want is to be paying insurance for years on end. Finally, you need to use your policy for an issue, an accident, an injury, or whatever it might be, to then find out that actually you're inadequately insured, either through your fault or other reasons, etc. So, yeah, underinsurance is a massive topic. Now, underinsurance can mean a number of different things. It's not one item, it can be a number of items when it comes to underinsurance. So, just to give you a few examples that we come across on a fairly regular basis when we're on the phone speaking to beauty and aesthetic practitioners. So first example I would say can be something as simple as underinsuring like your equipment. So your contents, your stock, your machines, whatever that may be. So just to give you an example, you are speaking to an insurance company, you're getting a quote for your business, you've got a salon, I don't know, let's just say a basic beauty and hair salon. Obviously within that salon, you've got a lot of equipment, you've got a lot of stock, chairs, beds, etc. When speaking to the agent or the broker or the insurer or doing your policy or quote online or whatever, the question asks you how much cover you need for your contents and equipment. And let's just say you estimate your contents is worth up to 50,000, for example, and that's what you select, and that's the bracket that you were given, and you've gone for up to 50,000, when actually your contents total worst case scenario, let's just say there's a fire, everything is gone, is say 80,000, but you've gone for up to 50 because you didn't want to go to the next category, which might have been say up to 100,000. So you've opted for up to 50, knowing that actually your contents is worth more than that. Now, that is a form of underinsurance, you know, selecting a lower limit on the basis that maybe a limit that wasn't available didn't actually suit your requirements. Or a lot of the time, the reason why people do it is cost. You know, jumping from that up to 50,000 up to say 100,000, that could add an extra 200 quid onto your price, or an extra 500 quid onto your price, or whatever it may be. So a lot of the reason we see a lot of people doing it is primarily cost. They don't want to have to pay that extra £200. They'd rather just insure it for up to 50,000, thinking that, you know, if anything was to happen, that should, you know, hopefully be enough, when a lot of the time it's not. So that's one scenario. Another one that we see a lot of is limits of indemnity. So, you know, there is no real right or wrong answer when it comes to how much indemnity insurance do you need. You know, is 1 million enough? Is 2 million enough? Is 5 million enough? You know, you never really can answer that question until you're in a scenario where you need to use the policy and you actually see how much the claim's worth, right? Now, the insurers that we use for aesthetics, you know, we don't have insurance companies that will offer less than £1 million worth of indemnity, because we don't feel that anything less than that is adequate cover. But we do come across a lot of people that underinsure themselves by taking, you know, £100,000 or £250,000 worth of cover for public liability, professional indemnity, medical malpractice. And when we speak to these clients and we sort of, you know, we try and dive into those conversations around, you know, the why, you know, why did you opt for that? 95% of the time it's cost. Now, what really gets me with the cost stuff is a lot of the time we're talking, you know, 30, 40 pounds a year saving. You know, so, you know, prime example, I was speaking to a customer last week and this exact situation happened where they were insured with us for £1 million worth of indemnity, and they left us to join another insurer for £250,000 worth of indemnity for a saving of about £38 a year, without realizing how much of an impact that could potentially have if a claim was to arise and, you know, the claim bill was, you know, sub 300,000, 400,000, which is quite common in this line of business. So yeah, that's quite a long-winded answer, but there's, you know, as you can probably tell from that, there's quite a few different ways that you can underinsure yourself. Those two are probably the most common that we come across on a daily basis.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. And I know, obviously, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people, you know, you want to save money where you can. But at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is to essentially protect you in case like the worst happens, and, you know, it'd be better to have that peace of mind rather than, you know, you end up getting, you know, someone claims medical negligence or whatever, and then you look at it and then actually you're got the short end of the stick, really, because you haven't covered yourself enough.
Yeah, and look, I get it, you know, the current situation in the world at the moment, everyone is feeling the pinch, right? So I completely understand the logic in people's heads when it, you know, when you see a saving of £40 or £50. What I suppose I want to really gain from this is just more of a, can I make people just have a little think around the decisions that they make moving forward when it comes to under insurance. You know, what I don't understand, and I suppose it's probably quite easy for me to sit here and say this, you know, I'm not a business owner, so it's quite easy for me to probably sit here and say this, but from speaking to a lot of business owners, why spend, you know, 10, 15 years building up your business and becoming really successful and then potentially putting that all at risk by underinsuring yourself for the sake of, you know, £40 a year. Because I, you know, what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, just to run through a basic claim scenario, let's just say you've got a salon, someone comes into your salon, they pop upstairs to the toilet, they're coming back down the stairs, they slip, they fall, they trip, whatever, on the stairs. Right now, that's a complete accident. That's not the therapist's fault. It's not the salon owner's fault. That is a completely freak accident. Now, that person might severely break a bone. They might break a leg. They might break their back. You know, anything can happen from falling down the stairs, right? Now, if, let's just say, worst case scenario, that person badly breaks their leg, yeah, and that then hinders their life, you know, they might struggle walking, they might not be able to work because their job might involve walking, etc. Yeah, so in terms of the claim scenario, that person will be looking to claim compensation for not being able to walk, not being able to work, you know. So when you look at numbers, let's just say, for example, that person has just a fairly basic job where they're earning £35,000-£40,000 a year, and they're 35, 40 years old, yeah? So they've got 20 years left of their working career, 25 years left of their working career, whatever. So if that person then goes for compensation because they can't work, you could potentially be looking at 20, 25 years worth of that person's salary because they can't work. This is sort of stuff that they could go for in court. You've then got compensation for the injury. You've then got like your court fees. You've then got your solicitor fees. You know, you've got all these sorts of things that go into that are involved in a claim itself. As soon as you are over that £250,000 indemnity limit that you potentially have taken to save yourself £30 or £40, or you're over your £100,000 indemnity limit, anything over that limit, you as the business owner, you as the policyholder, are then liable for those additional funds, you know. So if your claim is £350,000 and you've got a £250,000 indemnity limit, you are then potentially liable yourself for that £100,000 shortfall. Now, I know certainly that I do not have £100,000 lying around. I don't know about you, Dawn, but I certainly don't. So, you know, unless are sat on a lottery win or something like that, and you've got a spare £100,000 lying around, a lot of the time people can't afford to pay it. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't stand in a court. You know, if you're being prosecuted and you're being sued and you're being told that you've got to pay this person £100,000 in compensation, if you can't afford that, they come after you as an individual, you as a business. So, you know, that could be your house, that could be your car, it could be any assets that you might have. If you've got a second home or you rent prop, anything that you own, they can come for. And I think that's what a lot of people don't necessarily understand when it comes down to the implications of underinsuring yourself. And we do see it quite a lot, especially more so nowadays than, you know, 3-4 years ago. It's a lot more riper now, I think, following probably COVID and, you know, the financial burdens, etc. But we see it a lot now where people underinsure themselves for their businesses around the liability limit. Now, obviously, the problem that you have with it is there's no way of knowing what a claim's going to equate to. Yeah, so you don't know whether, you know, you could do a beauty treatment wrong, and the claim could be £10,000, right? If that's the case, then great. You've got 250K's worth of cover. But then the following month or a couple of months later, you could do a Botox treatment wrong, or a dermal filler treatment wrong, or an injectable treatment. You know, that could cause blood poisoning. It could cause anything. You know, you could accidentally blind someone if you're working around the eye area. You know, anything can happen with these treatments as a complete accident. You know, no fault of your own, no fault of your skill or your training. Anything can happen. Accidents do happen. And if something more serious was to arise, and that claim can soon and will go over your £250,000 limit, and then you're in a situation where you're looking at it and you're thinking, well, you know, 6 months ago I was potentially insured for £1 million, I would have had more than enough cover. 6 months down the line, I've saved myself £40, but I've now got to fork out £100,000 or try and find £100,000 because I took a saving of £40 6 months ago. And I suppose that's really the message as to, you know, why I wanted to do this and why I wanted to have this conversation, was just to try and get the importance of making sure that people are protecting their whole business, not just the med mal, the public liability, the treatment cover, but, you know, your contents, your stock, tenants' improvements, whatever it is that you need to protect your business, just make sure you protect everything fully.
Yeah, it's definitely key. And as well, like we were saying, it's good for the peace of mind, and that you don't end up, you know, having that claim or someone suing you, and then you go down the line and actually then you need to start somehow forking out, and then you do have to fork out your assets if you don't have like the cash to do it. And no, exactly. It's really important, like you said, to obviously not only protect yourself, but you or maybe even your fellow employees if you own a salon or clinic. And it's something that I think isn't spoken about enough, which is, you know, why we're doing this today.
Yeah, so I've just done that as well, you know, like with other insurances, you know, if you've got yourself a £500,000 house, you've worked really hard all your life and you've bought yourself a £500,000 house or a nice £100,000 car, you wouldn't ring up a car insurance company and insure your £100,000 car for £10,000. This is no different. And I think a lot of it with a lot of insurance companies and brokers nowadays is a lot of insurance companies and brokers can't advise, they can't help. So I think speaking to brokers, speaking to insurance agents that are advised and that can help and can talk you through it and can explain the differences between A and B and under insurance and over insurance and insuring yourself correctly, etc., is massive. And just asking the experts for help. You know, I specialise in insurance, yeah? So I've done insurance for probably coming up to 12 years now. And that's all I've done. That's all I've ever done is insurance sales, etc. If I wanted to build a garage, yeah, I wouldn't go and speak to someone that worked in Tesco or someone that worked in Aldi or Lidl or someone that worked with me in sales. Yeah, you would go and speak to a builder, you know, you would get the advice from a professional, someone that's in the trade, someone that does the job and someone that's got experience in the job. And it's no different to this type of insurance, you know, speak to people that do this on a daily basis and that can actually give you advice on how to insure and protect your business correctly, because you don't want to be in a position after working your backside off for 15 years, growing a massive successful business, for something to go wrong accidentally, and then you've lost it all for the sake of underinsuring. And, you know, no one wants to pay for insurance, right? I get it, it's a burden. All insurances are, house insurance, car insurance, whatever it is, travel insurance, you know, no one wants to pay the money for it, but it generally can save your life and your businesses and your house and your assets. It can generally save your life. So if you're going to pay £900 for a policy to protect your business incorrectly, why not pay £950 to insure it correctly, right? You know, you're talking minimal differences potentially in pricing to make a massive difference when you actually need it.
Definitely. There's another question on my mind is, obviously, you know, we've talked about underinsurance. Now, some people, I guess, as well, can maybe underinsure themselves without really thinking about it. Maybe, you know, they're discussing their requirements with someone over the phone, or if they're going through the quote and buy portal, you know, they may forget certain assets that are used with their business, but then they forget to even insure them. Or like you were saying earlier on with that example of, you know, the business contents actually, you know, should have been covered up to 80,000. So what do customers need to bear in mind when taking out an insurance policy?
So there's a few things to bear in mind. I'd say one of the big ones for me is understanding your policy. understand the terms, the conditions, the endorsements, you know, understand what everything means, because there's a lot of obviously insurance jargon in documents, right? A lot of policy wordings and terms and conditions probably don't make sense to people just reading it off the back. Obviously they make sense to us and the insurers and the underwriters and other brokers, etc., but to general people and general self-employed people and business owners, etc., probably doesn't make a lot of sense. So for me, that is obviously one of the big things, is understand your policy, understand your endorsements, make sure you know exactly what you've got to do to be able to abide by your insurance. You know, endorsements is probably a big one, because there's endorsements around terms and conditions for certain treatments. You know, if you've got contents insurance on your policy, you might have an endorsement around security requirements. So, you know, making sure that all your doors meet the right security requirements for the insurer. If they require you to have an alarm, make sure it's the right alarm, etc. So understanding all of that is probably the biggest key point for me. Another one is probably making sure the information that you provide to an insurer is completely accurate. So when going through a quote application, there is certain things that you need to give valuations on. So things like contents, stock, equipment, single items, you know, if you've got a single piece of equipment worth over a single amount, you know, make sure all of that information you provide is completely accurate. But also things like, you know, turnover of the business. So, you know, one thing that we find quite a lot when we ask for turnover of the business or turnover for a self-employed practitioner, someone that's been established for years and years, and we ask them what their turnover is for their tattoo shop that's got 8 tattoo artists in it, and they tell us that they're making, you know, £8,000 a year. And, you know, things just don't add up, especially being someone that's, you know, got tattoos myself, and I know how much they cost and how much artists charge and things like that, you know. And that sort of stuff can land you in trouble by underinsuring yourself on things like your turnover and your contents. So just be completely honest. A lot of the time, things like turnover won't affect the price of your insurance. Some insurers it does, some insurance it doesn't. But in my opinion, price is irrelevant if your policy works when you need it. You know, for me, I would much rather pay 500 quid for my car insurance and know that if I crash my car or it's stolen, that it's covered, than pay £300 a year, have my car stolen, and the insurers go, well, actually, we can't cover that because you didn't declare it, or, you know, you did something wrong, or you didn't tell us this, or you've underinsured. I would much rather pay and have peace of mind than not pay and be stung. Another one would be regular reviews. So make sure that every year at least you're doing a regular review on your insurance, making sure that all the information that the insurer's got is up to date. Because you insured your contents for 80,000 in year one, doesn't mean that the following year it's still going to be 80,000. You might have, you know, you might have acquired a new machine. You might have started doing a few more treatments, which has required you to bulk buy a bit more stock, and you might now need 90,000, you know. So make sure you keep on top of all of your limits within your policy to make sure that they are still sufficient and adequate. Same with your turnover. You know, just because you told us that the first year of your business you were going to make 30,000, the following year your business might be booming, it might have grown, and it might now be 40,000 or 50,000. That's great, let us know. We'll increase it for you to keep your policy up to date and in line with the insurer. And I suppose one of the last ones I always say to customers when I speak to them and I do quotes, when you're thinking about cover limits and indemnity limits and contents limits or buildings limits or whatever it may be, always think worst case scenario. Never think best case scenario. Yeah, so I don't expect, and we don't expect you to know to the pound exactly what is in your salon, yeah? We don't expect you to know the exact limit to the pence that you need. So if you think actually by sitting there and totting it all up, it's probably about 40,000, insure yourself for 45. Give yourself that peace of mind. Yeah. If you think it's 40,000, don't go, 30 should be enough. I've probably overestimated it. If you think it's 40, go 45. Yeah. Think worst case scenario all the time with your limits, and always over insure yourself rather than under insure yourself. Don't put yourself in a position to save a few quid where you cut a couple of corners just to bring your price down, because you will regret it if a claim arises. And we've seen it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand. You know, I've dealt with claims. I've dealt with those customers in this situation where they've underinsured themselves. 5 years down the line, they've needed their policy. They've come to us for a claim, and then we've undercovered during the claims process that they've underinsured themselves for one way or another. And a lot of the time it is to cut costs. So yeah, that would be my things to bear in mind. So understand your policy, understand your terms and conditions. Don't cut costs, always think worst case scenario. Regular reviews, make sure you're constantly keeping an eye on your policy limits and things and updating the insurer. And make sure all the information that you provide is accurate, as best as you can give it.
I think that's very sound advice. And, you know, I feel like another thing as well, if, you know, they're on the phone with somebody, that, you know, if you're unsure about anything that is being said to you about, or like you need clarification, don't forget to ask the person on the phone or email in, because at the end of the day, you know, we do want to help you understand it. It's not like we're just here to trick you and be like, well, if you don't understand it, then just don't worry about it. You know, if you want clear understanding, you can always ask.
Exactly that. Ask for help. You know, obviously my sales agents, my team, you know, they are not going to know the value of your contents, for example. Yeah, they probably never, or they would have never have been to your salon or your clinic, or, you know, so they're not going to be able to tell you what limits to take. But what they can do is they can run through scenarios. We can give you examples of how to roughly calculate what your sums insured need to be. So ask the question. You know, it's the same with turnover. I hear conversations daily on the shop floor around turnover, because it is a very, very hard question to answer, right? You know, what are you projecting to earn in the next 12 months from doing your treatments? Like, no one's got a crystal ball. So yeah, no one can see into the future, unfortunately. But there's also other ways of breaking that question down to get the outcome that we need to submit to the insurer. Yeah. So one of the ways that we would say it is, well, how many clients do you look to do a week? Roughly about 10. Okay. And on average, how much do you charge per treatment on average? £100. Okay. So that £100 times by 10 is £1,000. £1,000 a week. Yeah. Now, obviously, we don't expect you to work every week of the year. So we might do £1,000 times by 48 weeks or 50 weeks. And that's then your estimated turnover for the first year. Obviously, then when you get to the renewal, you'd have done a year's worth of trading. So we can look at your last year's figures, yeah? And we can estimate that. So there's ways that we can help you through the process. We can't tell you your turnover is this, because we, you know, even though we are allowed to advise, we can't tell you the answers to the questions, but we can help you work things out, and we can definitely advise you on how to work it out yourself. So yeah, 100%, if you're unsure, ask the team, because they're the ones that deal with this day in, day out. They're the ones that have extensive training and know how to get you through the quote journeys and get you the right policies and things like that.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and clearing things up all about under insurance for us.
No, my pleasure. You know, I'm happy to have these conversations and, in a way, try and educate people in the sticky world and the tricky world of insurance, because it is a minefield. And for a lot of people, they do struggle when it comes to getting their insurance. If there is any topics in specific that anyone wants to go over, then just let us know, and I'm more than happy to hold conversations and help and advise on things.
Thank you to my guest today, Lewis, for chatting about the problems of underinsurance and how it can affect you if a client decides to pursue legal action. If you have a question about your insurance, please email us at hello@insyncinsurance.co.uk or check out our policies at insyncinsurance.co.uk. I've been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare our prices from a Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trust of winners 5 years in a row.